Now, welcome to our third episode of our podcast. We focused on stress so far. On the first episode, we talked about stress as such. In the second episode, we tried to give some insights on what an individual person can do to deal and cope with stress. And now we will put the focus on how to support people experience stressful situations, how to give support.
And if we talk about psychosocial support, there is a study from Stephen Hopfall and many, many other colleagues from 2007, which describes five principles on what efficient psychosocial support can look like. And these principles are safety, connectedness, self and collective efficacy, calm, and hope. And if we think about these principles, and in later episodes we will describe them more deeply, we see that many of these principles have to be addressed on an organizational level from a management and team leading position, for example, to promote collective efficacy. And safety measures is something that not everybody can do on his own or for their direct colleagues. But some other things, such as connectedness and to promote the feeling of calm for colleagues who are severely distressed, that's something that we can address on a basic level, everybody on its own and for their own direct colleagues.
Well, so the Hopfall principles are the overall aim of all efficient psychosocial support. And we can, as individual persons, immediately try to help someone, support someone. This could be described as or named psychological first aid or psychosocial support. Really, on an individual level, every person can do this. We can do this also in a slightly more advanced version, and many organizations use peer systems for this, so they train laypersons to be lay counselors, to provide psychosocial support within a system, usually a peer system. And this, of course, requires organizational support. Now we will focus really on this individual approach that everyone can do in every situation, really quite parallel to individual first aid. So everyone can deal with some form of injury and so on, and everyone can deal with persons who experience stress and other crisis situations.
And there are three very basic action principles for psychological first aid that everybody can follow in these situations, and that's look, listen, and link. And that's, for example, more thoroughly described in the psychological first aid guide for field workers by the WHO, and can also be looked after in many other sources. We will now thoroughly describe these three steps: look, listen, and link.
Yes, so we start with look. What is meant by that? We check for the obvious. We check, are there any significant changes in the person? So if we know someone and experience obvious changes, someone is getting much more calm or much more agitated, in any way, we look for changes. We look for the obvious. Are there any threats to safety of that person? Can we perceive any obvious threats? Can we perceive signs of exhaustion? Is someone chronically tired? Is someone obviously lacking the energy that the person before had? So we look for changes, we look for risks to safety, we look for signs of exhaustion. We care for the basic needs of the other person. So that's the part, look. The obvious, whatever we can perceive. And based on this impression that we get from looking at the person and her surroundings, we then can move on to the second step and start to listen to that person. We approach the person, try to listen and understand her situation.
Exactly. And while we said that many needs, for example, also of people are quite obvious and we can address if it's very basic needs, many other needs maybe we have to ask for, and it's very important to ask and to very calmly and thoroughly listen to the perspective of the other person. And something that's very important to understand here is that listening to people and asking them for what their concerns are, what's distressing them, is that it does not require direct action or advice from the listener, but in many cases it calms the person who describes their distressed emotions and their concerns just by listening very calmly to that person. So the main principle is to really take a step back of your own advices and listen to the person and structure their perspective. So you don't focus on solution to that person, but to just get a grasp of their needs that they have in a certain situation, so that in the next step you can go to the third principle, link.
So we listened to the person, and now we have a rough picture on what is going on, what the possible problems and stressors are. And usually we cannot and maybe even should not find a short solution, but we should give a direction. We should find a direction together with the other person where a possible solution could be found. And this is the part of linking. So what are the next steps? Who and what institution could be contacted to get further to solve the issue? So if we speak about now support within an organization, the obvious question is where could we link the person to within our organization, and what needs might be better addressed outside our organization? And usually when it's work-related stress, there will be some sort of necessity to check things out within the organization. So, if we are not trained and we have no structures for that, of course, we try to find possible connections in talking with the other person. And usually it's better to have some sort of organized form to do this. And this is often organized as so-called peer support.
Peer supports are built by experienced field workers in the respective field. For example, if you are a nurse, work in a nursing home, experienced nurses can be trained to become a peer within their organization. Also, in other fields, that's possible for paramedics, for Red Cross volunteers, or whichever other organization you're working in. And it can make sense to build such peer supports in the organization to have a low threshold access point for people to link colleagues if they're severely distressed. And apart from that, there's the whole section, of course, of what team leaders, managers, organizations can do for the whole staff. And it's to build a context and structures that the five hopeful principles we described in the beginning, safety, connectedness, self and collective efficacy, calm and hope, is possible among staff and volunteers. And we will talk about the options and actions that organizations can take in the next episode.
Exactly.